Yeah, it's something new to us all, so it is, you know, and it's something that, you know, we're definitely enjoying. You know, we had a nice week there after the Cork game, and the buzz was quite high, and it seems to be growing as the as the days go by, and it's something that we're enjoying, but we're not getting too carried away. And you know, Jim and Rory have us made us very aware that we need to focus on the training and the things that we're doing on the training pitch in order to be at our best come All Ireland final day.
There was great excitement coming out of that victory with Cork. When did you actually sort of realise, or when did it hit you that you'd reached the final?
Yeah, I suppose when we got back together on the Tuesday evening as a collective group, you know, I suppose we realised that we're in an All Ireland final, and it was something that, you know, that we'd all dreamed of, you know, since we were young and since we started playing for our clubs, let alone Donegal. You know, it was a nice feeling, you know, to come together as a group after a victory over a Cork team that were, you know, tipped to win the All-Ireland.
A lot of players came out of that Cork game looking to improve. That has been something that you have talked about after each game. You didn't get too involved in the moment. It was all about improving and how the process continues.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose there's always lessons to learn from every game. And both in the first half against Cork, we probably didn't play to the, you know, to the best of our ability, and it's something that we'll be working on the next couple of weeks. And even, suppose, the lapse of concentration at the end of the game also that let Cork get back into the game with the goal, and it happened in the Kerry game previously. Yeah. So they're all things that we'll be working on for the next couple of weeks.
You had big challenges this year in the Championship. What about the Mayo challenge?
Yeah, they were very impressive against Dublin, you know, and they racked up a massive score against what was known as a very defensive and well organised Dublin team, and a team that we struggled to score against only last year. So it's something that, you know, that impressed us all and probably took one or two people by surprise in the country. And you know, they're going to come into the game with a massive amount of hunger, you know, and having not won an All Ireland since 1951, I think. And not only that, but they've also suffered defeats in an All Ireland final.
Nobody would have predicted, I think, a Donegal Mayo final at the start of the season.
No, it's a nice pairing, what is, you know, two western counties, and probably two counties that not a lot of people would have been tipping. But you know, it just goes to show that, you know, with a good bit of hard work and dedication, that, you know, the results are there for all teams to get.
What would it mean to Frank McGlynn, and I suppose all your supporters from the Glenfinn area, that if Donegal was to win an All Ireland?
That would be massive for us. You know, it would be a great honour for me as a player and as a person who's grown up in Glenfinn and been trained since I was young in Glenfinn, you know, to be the first person to take back Sam Maguire to our area, and something that would, you know, make a family and anyone that knows me very proud. And you're always very aware of that, you know, every day you take to the field for Donegal.
Finally, are you putting on harder work now ahead of this final than what you've done for the previous games this year?
Yeah, well, Jim McGuinness is always very keen to say that, you know, that, you know, once you take a step back, you know, you seem to subconsciously even take a step back, you know. So training has been upped even since the Cork game, and it probably will increase even further, you know, in the lead into the game, and it's something that has worked for us in previous games, so we're definitely not going to change it now.